So are you ready to start straightening out a couple of things in your ride? And not only straighten them out, you can, if you can straighten these out, just add so much more energy, so much more impulsion, so much more everything to your ride, regardless of the level you're at. Okay, this month we are all about straightness. Hi there, it's Lorna. And a lot of riders won't touch straightness earlier on in their training for either themselves or their horses because they see that straightness is right up there, almost at the top of the training scale, the traditional training scale. But straightness is something that I think you should have your eye on from day one with your horse. So regardless of if it's a young backed green horse or it's an older, more mature horse, I really do feel that straightness is an element that has to be worked on from the very beginning in order to get the most out of the other elements of your riding. And that is what we're going to do. Now, these exercises we are doing this week can be done by any horse at any level. But there are different, I suppose we set different expectations depending on what your particular horse is doing at that level. And then from there, you can kind of tailor it to your own experience for both you and your horse. And I do believe that straightness is a horse and rider situation. You can't have one without the other. So we're going to be talking a little bit more about that tomorrow. But today, let us crack on with working on straightness. And this is one of those days where I'm afraid you're going to have to go and download the workbook. So there's a little workbook there, very short and sweet, but there's an exercise that I'm not even going to try and explain it. I would prefer if you could download the workbook and just have a look at the exercise, okay? Look at where the poles are going to be laid out. Now, how far apart those poles are. So the channel that you would be riding through, okay, using those poles, and we're not going over the poles, we're going through the poles, okay? So the channel that you would be riding through for those poles, that is going to depend on your horse and his abilities when being ridden. So things like suppleness is definitely going to show up, and also then relaxation and rhythm is going to show up here, okay? So we've been working on this exercise the past week here with both the thoroughbreds that have come from the track and then also the older horses, and it's amazing how the same exercise can be applied to all the different types of horses, and you're getting all these lovely, can I say, like almost eye-opening experiences for the horses and the riders as they go through it. But how we varied it for each particular and individual horse and rider situation was we adjusted the width of those poles, okay? So the wider they are, the easier it's going to be. The narrower they are, the harder it's going to be. I would start off pretty wide, and then as you find you're able to work through that without losing, as I said, that all-important rhythm and relaxation, okay? So without losing that and yet maintaining the straightness through the bend, that is where you can then begin to narrow things down, that you're really and truly asking for more suppleness, you're asking for more contact and connection. The impulsion has to be there. You'll find that if the impulsion goes, so too will the actual rhythm. And of course, if the relaxation goes, so too will the rhythm. So they're all interconnected. They're all there. They're all connected together. But it's a great exercise to ride. And of course, you can ride it later in walk, trot, and canter. Today, we're going to be starting off in walk. And we're also going to be working later on in the week. We're going to work in trot today as well. But we'll be doing walk and trot later on in the week as well. We're not going to go into canter. I want to try and stick to walk and trot in this week of lessons for you. Okay, so that all being said and done, hopefully your poles are all laid out. Let's get going. So what I'm looking for here is that I want you just to walk large around the arena first, and preferably not on the outside track. So if you can just move in a little bit off the track there. I don't want the track as a guideline. So a lot of the times when horses are working on the outside track, they're not truly straight. So you'll see that maybe the outside shoulder, it's almost the fence or the rail has this like almost magnetic effect on the horse's outside shoulder, and it kind of draws it in. So the horse is never actually truly straight. And this is why I find that if you can get off the track, and even if it's just a meter in off the track, ideally I'd like 2-3 meters, okay, that you're a good bit in off of it. But that's when you can truly see how straight things are. And I want to just, first of all, before we get started on the exercise, I want you to kind of assess how straight your horse is right now. So as you're walking here, we'll just do a couple of transitions up and down. So you can prepare to go into halt. And I want you to halt. And what I'm looking for here is that you're noticing how things are maybe swaying, stepping one way or the other. Were you as straight when you got into halt as you were going into halt? Okay, so notice all those things and you can ask the horse to walk on again. There's no right or wrong. Okay, obviously we want things to be straight, but you'll find that once you actually begin to notice it, and once you then begin to, I would say, channel it, and this is where I feel the contact and the connection comes in, that you're channeling through into the straightness, okay? So once you begin to channel it a little bit more, that is when you can start to make the differences. But you do need to notice it before we can actually do anything with it. So when you're ready, and I don't want you halting on a corner, so if you're at a corner, go on around the corner first. And again, just staying off the track, I want you to prepare to halt again. And just notice again how straight things are, what's going to happen, and you can go into halt there. Okay, and when we're ready, we'll walk on once more. And then we're going to pick up trot. And again, I want you on the straight. I want you to notice if the shoulders in particular are moving one way or the other. So very often when a horse picks up trot, they tend to kind of, it's almost like the shoulders jump off the track. If you could imagine there was like the train tracks there, and the shoulders just give a little jump, usually to the inside. But again, if you're close to the rail, it can be to the outside. I find it depends what kind of how the horse strikes into the trot. But just notice that the horse is actually maintaining straightness throughout that transition. And as you are in the trot, again, noticing the straightness. And when you're ready, you can prepare to come back down and to walk, and you can walk up to wherever that exercise has laid out for you, okay? So I ideally have asked you that the exercise itself, so the poles are not close to the rails for the reason I've just explained. I want it in the middle of the arena somewhere, okay? Now, I do know that if you have a small arena, that's going to be quite difficult. But if you could do it, it would be fantastic, okay? What we're looking for here is that we are not using the rails or anything else to guide us. We are trying to keep the horse as straight as we possibly can through this, okay? So as you're walking through it, what I'm looking for now, and you can walk through this exercise, okay? And at the other end, the end without the poles, so you'll see like we've got a square, a box, okay? But we've only got half the box marked out. The other end is open. You can either do a semicircle, so a half circle there, or you can try and ride the other kind of half of that square, that box, but you obviously won't have poles there. And I would prefer not to put the poles in, because later in the week, we're going to be doing something a little bit different there. But you can do what you want down that end, but just keep the focus on straightness. Don't only focus on the straightness when you have the rails there, the ground poles there to guide you, okay? So what we're looking for here is that as the horse is going through the actual exercise, okay, you want to first of all make sure that the horse is moving forward. Now, if you're noticing that things are getting sticky, okay, so sticky feels like the horse loses that rhythm, loses momentum a little bit. You can feel that the impulsion's not there. You can feel that he is getting way too tight to that pole as he comes out of the corner. So very often he'll go, he's fine on the entry to it. And then as he goes through the corner and out of the corner on the opposite side, it can, well, get a bit hairy. So if that's the case, move the poles out. Give yourself room, okay? And then later, it's just like jumping or anything else, or ground poles, grid work, you start to adjust it. So don't make your horse adjust to the poles. You want to adjust the poles to your horse, okay? I suppose is what I'm trying to say, the long and the short of it here. Okay, I also want you to notice how your horse, as he goes through the bend, if they were parallel train tracks, is he staying on the track? So are his hind legs following in the exact same tracks as his front legs, okay? Is his outside back leg following in the same track as the outside front leg, and the inside back leg following in the same track as the inside front leg? Have a look at all these things. Be aware of it. Notice if the hindquarters, so very often what happens is the horse will start off going through the bend correctly, and then as it gets a little bit more Well, I wouldn't say more difficult, but it will ask more questions. You very often find the hindquarters tend to shoot out. Okay, so the hindquarters will swing out away. Sometimes the other way this can look is that the shoulder, the outside shoulder, the horse falls out through it. Okay, so I want you to notice all these things, that there actually is, you're getting this lovely flexy, bendy suppleness there as you're going through it. Okay, and what we're going to do is, just before we head into tomorrow, I do want you to pick up trot now, and we're going to trot through the same exercise. Again, if you are finding this very difficult. Now, obviously you want to have some level of, you know, that you have to work on it a little bit, but I don't want it that you're having to wheelbarrow your horse around the corner or that you're breaking that rhythm, okay? And it might take going through it once or twice in order to really understand, okay, this is manageable, or we actually do need to move the poles. I need to roll the poles a little bit here and make things a bit easier, okay? But what I'm looking for here is that as you're going through it in the trot, your rhythm and the relaxation don't break. So very often what will happen is, in the trot, different questions are asked. And what can happen is, whereas in the walk things get sticky, in the trot, it's almost like this contraction happens. The horse contracts, okay? And I don't want that. I wanted that the horse is staying moving forward. He's staying on the two tracks. He is remaining straight all the way through it, even though it's a bend. Okay, so we're remaining straight through the bend, and then that the rider is following suit with the horse in order to make this happen. So I want you to notice all of those things as you go through this in trot, okay? Now, tomorrow we're going to be going into more detail, and we're going to actually really start to work on this exercise. But for now, as you're trotting through there, notice it all. And what I want you to do, obviously, is go then, change rein, walk through it on the opposite rein, and then later, once you're feeling comfortable and walking, pick up the trot and go through it on that rein as well, in trot on the opposite rein, okay? So what we're looking for is any differences, is any difficulties, and that's what we're going to be focusing on tomorrow. Okay, I will chat to you then. Be good. Bye.